Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Three steps to know if it is God's will. So many people come up to me and say, "Brother Bo, how do I know if it's God's will or not? I'm so confused." If that is your question, please listen to this message. My friend, there is a key question that you need to ask when you are discerning for God's will. The question is this: is God in front of you? Meaning to say, in that particular situation that you are in that person that is in front of you, that job, that problem, that opportunity, that pathway, is God there? And if God is there, is He calling you? Let me give you two stories. The first one, when I was 7-8 years old, if you asked me, "Hey Bo, what do you want to be when you grow up?" People will be surprised by my answer, because when I was 4 years old or 5 years old, the answer was astronaut. But when I was 7 or 8 years old, my answer changed. It became stock owner. Of course, you know, the adults who would ask me that question, their eyebrow will be raised and they will say, "What? What stock owner?" You see, my dad was in charge of distributing the stocks of his company for the employees. That was his job. So the employees of his company will get some shares of stock of that particular company. That was his job. Not only that, my mom and my dad, they would invest in stocks. And I would hear them. I would be this small boy, and my mom and my dad, they would be reading the newspaper. They were looking at the stock prices, that, you know, no internet at that time. And then I would hear that. That was my exposure. Who would have thought that many years later, decades later, I was 30 years old, when I said, "I want to teach people how to grow and invest their money and multiply their wealth." Who would have thought that I would bump into, years later again, a mentor who will teach me the stock market, and then I turn around and I start teaching people? Who would have thought that for 20 years now plus, I've been teaching people how to invest in the stock market? Crazy, right? Second story. Share this with you already. When I was 13 years old in a prayer group, God called me to preach. How? Through our prayer group leader, who said, God spoke to me, and God said that you, Bo, will start preaching the gospel all over the world. I was 13 years old, watching Voltes 5 and reading Superman comics. But then I gave my first talk, and there it went. And I've been preaching all my life. My friend, there are three steps on how to discern God's will. The first one is to experiment. Try it out. You know, my prayer group leader said, "You're called to preach." I don't know. But then she said, "Next Friday, why don't you preach?" And I said, "Yes." I experimented. You know, same thing with the stock market. You know, teaching people how to invest in the stock. I can't teach if I don't do it. So I decided I was going to do it. And after a couple of years or 3 years, I said, "Hey, I think I can start to teach now." My friend, think about it. Experiment. Number two, reflect. Reflect on the experience. And listen, if God is calling you to do that, and you will see anointing, you will see blessing. There's a phrase I use: follow the trail of blessing. If you see God bless what you are doing, even and no matter how small those blessings are, just follow the trail, and you will be able to arrive at what God really wants you to do. And here is step three: commit. Commit to do what you believe God wants you to do, or repeat step one and start experimenting again. In our gospel for the day, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. She did not recognize Jesus. It was only when Jesus called Mary, her name, that she finally opened her eyes and she saw Jesus. My friend, in your situation, in your difficulty, in your relationship, in whatever condition you find yourself in, is God there? Is He calling your name? I pray that you will be given the gift of discernment. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that God will continue to reveal Himself to you, speak to you, as you surrender more to Him, and as you say yes to Him, in Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Do you feel stuck in your financial life? And do you want financial freedom? Do you want financial growth? Do you want to go to the next level? My friend, there is a way. Come and join TRC, or Truly Rich Club. For almost 20 years, we've been able to help thousands of people grow in their finances. It's your turn. Visit trulyrichclub.com and change your financial life today.